So it was December of 2014, and I was convinced that I was going to have the best New Year's of my life, because this New Year's was going to mark the turning of a page and the start of a new chapter in my life. See, just a couple weeks before, I had moved to Nicaragua in Central America, and I was going to be starting a two-year volunteer experience there. And I was incredibly excited to be learning from and connecting with people from a very different background than my own. But I was also incredibly nervous and anxious because there was a catch, and that catch was I spoke little to zero Spanish. So one of the first experiences I was going to have there was actually traveling to this really rural small town named Lagartillo up in the northwestern part of the country, where I was going to be spending 10 days at a language school, and I was going to be living with a family there while I did it. So those 10 days could probably best be summed up by calling it like a cross-cultural sitcom, because I was, as pointed out in my intro, the gringo in skinny black pants and Chuck Taylors, just profusely sweating the entire time, completely out of my element in the Central American sun. And I remember just kind of trying to exist around my host family as I tried to learn things and pick up things and desperately wanting to connect with them, but really just kind of sounding more like a two-year-old than anything. I can remember one morning I woke up and I was going to head out with my host father, Abelio, a man that, as Nicaraguans would say, is bien evangelico, or a very religious man. I was going to be heading out with him to kind of accompany him in the fields that day and just do whatever, help him out with whatever he needed to do. And so I remember him telling me, Daniel, hoy, primero vamos a pasar y atender a las vacas. And I was like, vaca? I think that means mouth. I don't know where this is going, but okay. And so I followed him, and then sure enough, we get to this pen where all of his cows are. And I'm like, I really hope this doesn't mean mouth, because I don't want to know what's going to happen. Luckily, it doesn't. It means cow. And I would continue to mix those words up many more times, don't worry. And the next day, I remember waking up, and we're going to be riding bikes to church. And so we had to ride like 5 miles down this hilly dirt road. And then later, I had to explain to my host brother, a 12-year-old, how I broke his bike because there was a roca en la calle, and I hit it. And he kind of... I had to buy him a new bike. The next day, my host brother took me out to the field around back where some of the chavalos, the younger kids in town, were playing soccer. And I remember trying to play with them and a bunch of 12-year-olds taking the ball from me any time I got the ball. And they kept saying, Chele, pasalo, pasalo, Chele. And I was like, does that mean pass to the other team? I'm just going to go with that because I'm not any good anyway. So basically, I spent a number of days just kind of totally butchering the language and making a total fool of myself. But New Year's was coming, and the 31st of December in Lagartillo is an incredibly important day, and that's why I was incredibly excited for it. So we started the day at about 4 in the morning. We got up, and we did this really long hike. It was about a 7-mile hike that commemorates this walk that the townsfolk had to do 30 years before to flee for safety when their town was under attack during Nicaragua's Civil War. So we did this really commemorative hike, and it was this beautiful experience with them, and we come back, and we had this giant community celebration in the middle of town, complete with food and cultural acts and dances and all of this stuff, and it was this really beautiful day of being able to just share in the history of this town. And it was better because I didn't really have to speak much. I just kind of had to be present with them, and that was really beautiful. And then later that night, New Year's Eve, the chavalos again, the younger crowd, but they were of legal age, we're going to be celebrating a New Year's a way that I was a bit more accustomed to the way it's celebrated back here in the United States. And so we, around 9 p.m., went out into the main strip of town, and I'd like you to kind of picture our favorite middle school mixers for a second, but just replace the gymnasium with just like a dirt road. And everyone's pulled some chairs out, some plastic chairs out to sit. And instead of a DJ playing all of the like clean versions of the dirty songs that the kids are singing the dirty words to anyway, there's just a bunch of reggaeton and salsa, and there's no clean versions, so it's just everyone's shouting them anyway. And I was definitely the wallflower. I was the one just kind of sitting back because I was having trouble communicating with people, right? But it was also because I had this weird sensation in my stomach. And usually that was manifesting. That entire time it was this mixture of excitement, anticipation, but this time I was a little worried that it was there was a little bit of a stomach bug in there too. So I believe it was right after this very cute girl asked me to dance and butchered that, that I decided, you know what, I think I'm done. I think I need to check out. I feel really, really bad and I think my night is over. So I head back to my host family's home, and again, we're in very rural Nicaragua. So indoor plumbing is not a luxury that we got to enjoy there. So I had to do my business before turning in for the night in the outhouse, which, if you've never had that experience, it's basically just a really sweaty thigh workout, which is a lot of fun. I definitely suggest it. So I had to take care of my business, and it was rough, because as I was approaching the outhouse, it was one of those situations, if you've ever had food poisoning or stomach bug, where you've got two openings and you don't know which one it's coming out. But so I try to do my business, and nothing's doing. So I was like, you know what? I've just got to go to sleep. Maybe I'm just tired. Maybe I need to sleep this off. So I go into my host family's home, and I lay down, and I feel utterly defeated because I'm laying there hearing the sounds of salsa and shouting and dancing and this great New Year's Eve, and I'm laying there sidelined. And I'm also hearing the horrible gurgling in my stomach every time I turn to try to get comfortable. And I think, yeah, some New Year's, right? Some New Year's. But around 4:30 in the morning, after really barely getting any sleep, I hear Abelio get up and to start his day. And I think, finally, I can get up and I can use the outhouse. And so I get up out of bed and I start making my way out there. And I see Abelio in the kitchen area. And he turns and looks at me. And I can only imagine what he's thinking at this point, because I'm totally pale, I have bloodshot red eyes, and I'm staggering because I had barely slept. He's like, "Gringo got drunk last night." But I didn't. I hadn't had anything because I was worried about how I was feeling. And so he asked me, "Daniel, ¿estás bien?" And I'm trying to say that, yeah, I'm totally fine. I just need to use the... When all of a sudden I'm on the ground. And he's reaching down and he helps me up to my feet. And I'm kind of coming to, and I don't really know what's going on. And he's trying to lead me back into my room when I realize, wow, I just passed out. I haven't passed out in forever. And oh, wow, that knot in my stomach, it's time. It really needs to come out. And so he's trying to lead me back to my room, but I'm like, ah, señor, baño, necesito baño. And I just keep saying baño over again and over because it's one of the only words I actually knew how to say. And then before I know what's going on again, I'm on my back again. And this time I'm looking up and Abelio's on my right side and he's got this really concerned look on his face. And my host mother, Maritza, is on my left side and she's waving her hand trying to get air in my face. And they help me up onto my feet again. And again, I'm trying to come to and I don't really know what's going on, but they're trying to lead me outside of the house. I'm assuming to the outhouse, but I'm like, all of a sudden I feel better. And so I'm like, no, I just need to sit down. I just need to sit down. I'm fine. Don't worry. I'm fine. And so I go back into my room and I sit down on my bed, and it's then that a nice wet slap to the undercarriage informs me that I did not just pass out on their floor. I pooped my pants. So in the Jesuit Volunteer Corps, the organization that I volunteered with, we have this saying called, we say sitting in the tension, and it has to do more with like when you're witnessing these powerful stories of injustice that people are sharing with you in their lives, and you look at these systems and you can't do anything about it and you feel powerless, and sometimes when we feel really powerless, we're just like, ah, I'm just like sitting in the tension, I'm sitting in the shit, and I didn't think that I would quite literally sit in my own shit as a volunteer there. So to cap the story, I want to fast forward like 4 months, and I'm back in Managua at this point, and my Spanish is quite a bit better. It's not perfect, but it's quite a bit better. And some of my fellow volunteers and I, we decide for a long weekend that we're going to go and visit our host families in Lagartillo. And they're like, Danny, are you sure you want to do that? Because The last time you were there, you spent 10 days babbling like an idiot, and then you pooped on their floor. And I was like, when you say it like that, you make me sound like such a charmer. And also, if we can just recognize, that's basically the relationship the United States has with the rest of the world. Anyway, but that's another story. So I tell them, well, you know, even though I did that, yes, I do want to go see them and visit them, because I was an outsider. I was somebody that barely spoke their language, that came from a country that only decades before had ravaged theirs, and they had very little and struggled just to put food on the table, and they took me in as one of their own and made me part of their family. And when I did poop on their floor, they washed my clothes by hand, I will add as well. And I wanna honor that, and that love and that care that they had for me. I wanted to honor that, and I wanted to continue that relationship. And so I went back and I had what I refer to as my redemption in Lagartillo. Just spending this great weekend with them, getting to learn so much more about them and what's important to them and their family and their town. And it was the night before we're supposed to go back to Managua, and I wake up in the middle of the night in my bed, and I'm like, I kind of need to use the bathroom. So I get up, I don't think much of it, I put my sandals on, I'm making my way out to go to the outhouse, when I realize that I really need to go to the bathroom, and I kind of start this like little jog at this point, and I'm kind of like basically running, and I'm getting to the door of the outhouse, and of course, because it's the middle of the night, there's a string that's tied that door shut, and I like essentially lose all dexterity in my hands in that moment, and I'm just like hitting the door, just like, why are you shut? And then in the middle of the night with no one around, fully conscious for the second time, I poop my pants in Lagartillo. I don't know which one was worse either, because the first one, my host mother, she thought I had died. She was so worried about me, and I passed out. But then the second one, I was fully conscious, and there's no one. I'm just like standing there like, what do I do now? So all in all, the 2 years that I spent in Nicaragua were the two of the most formative, beautiful years of my life, and I'm grateful for every moment of them, each including the tough times. But in order for me to have that beautiful of an experience, first I had to have what will forever go down in the most literal sense of the hyperbole possible as the shittiest night of my life. Thank you very much.